Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Next Bats podcast. I'm Phil Perry. We've got an amazing guest for you this week. It's Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner is really diving into the quarterbacking film week after week after week, not only for his job on NFL Network as an analyst there, but also for his QB Confidential page. He's on YouTube. He's breaking down footwork. He's breaking down reads. Really, really fascinating stuff if you're into all the ins and outs of playing the most difficult position in professional sport, in my opinion. And of course, as part of his study, he has studied Mac Jones very closely. He studied Mac Jones' college tape before the draft. He did a series of videos on Mac Jones on YouTube during preseason, liked some of the things he saw there, also didn't love some of the things that he saw from Mac Jones. And obviously now he has six games of regular season tape to dive into on Jones. And some of the themes that come up in our conversation, I think, will be really interesting to you all, because it gets back to this core idea of what do you want at the quarterback position? Because Kurt Warner loves the fact that Mac Jones is accurate. He loves the fact that he throws with anticipation and that he's willing to take the check down. But, and here's the but does that style of play lend itself to winning in the NFL? Because we've seen that the Patriots are 1-3 in one score games this year. And are those losses on Mac Jones? I would say no, probably not. But by the same token, you could say, did he do enough in those games? Did he push the ball down the field enough? Was he aggressive enough in those moments to be able to help the Patriots overcome some of their other mistakes at other positions? Because that's the quarterback position in a nutshell. You have to make the people around you better. You have to hide some of the mistakes that your team makes on a week-to-week basis, because you're the one with the ball in your hands on every single snap. And so Kurt really does a great job with us here on Next Pats in terms of getting into that balance and how you can strike it. And as a young player, where you should be at this point in time. And again, he's high on Mac Jones. He likes Mac Jones. But there are some things there that Mac Jones could do in order to help the Patriots maybe not be a 2-4 team, maybe be a 3-3 team. Who knows? Maybe even a 4-2 team. And so let's get to that conversation right now with Kurt Warner, because I learned a lot and I'm sure you will too. Here's Kurt. All right. Very excited to have our next Pats guest on with us now. It's Kurt Warner. You know him, Hall of Famer. You can also see him on NFL Network. He's an analyst there every Sunday on NFL game day morning at 9 a.m. He's coaching high school football. He's got a son playing college football. It's all football all the time at the Warner household. And so Kurt, we thank you for spending a little bit of time here with us to talk some ball.
Oh, my pleasure. Always good to talk ball. People that want to dive into the nuances of the game, I'm all in.
Well, on your YouTube page, QB Confidential, you are all about quarterbacking nuance. And that's where I saw, this was really weeks ago now, it was during the preseason, months ago. You looked really closely at Mac Jones and what you'd seen from him then. And you had a video that was dedicated to the good you'd seen from Mac Jones, and maybe the not so good was in a separate video. But I want to ask you about the good first, because Kurt, he's at the top of the list in terms of rookie quarterbacks this year and a lot of different statistical categories. The Patriots are just 2-4, but if some of those good things that you've seen carry over from the college level preseason games into the regular season, are those things still translating for Mac Jones when obviously the speed of the game is much different now in the fall than it was in the summer?
Without a doubt. You know, I'm a firm believer that anytime I'm looking at college quarterbacks getting ready for the draft and getting ready for the NFL, I'm always looking for things that I say, this is translatable, because, you know, we know the speed is greater and it's more complex and different things happen at the NFL level. So not everything you can take and go, oh, well, he could do this. He could run around in college. but he might not be able to do that in the NFL. So you're always looking for things that can translate from what they did and how they played in college to the same sort of things in the NFL. And one thing that I always believe translates is the ability to process information. If you know what you're looking at, know how to simplify the game, and to do it quickly, that is something that will translate to the next level. And it will give you a chance very early in the game to be successful. That was the one thing you saw from Mac Jones in college, even though, you know, in college, great offensive line, and he's standing back there forever, and all these number one wide receivers. And, you know, you sit back and go, well, of course he's good in college because he's got all of this around him. And, you know, rightfully so. I understand that. But the ability to watch his eyes and see him process information and get through reads and get to the right guy in a timely fashion was something that stood out to me. And I said, okay, this is something that lends itself to give him an opportunity to succeed at the next level. Now, the biggest thing that we wonder from a translatable standpoint is the physical gifts, right? That he's not the most physically gifted player. And again, I know a lot about that, where you just say to yourself, okay, he can be really good processing information, and that will make him a good starting quarterback in the NFL. The question is, does he have the physical traits to transcend that and become that difference-making quarterback, that championship-type quarterback? So those were kind of the two things that stood out to me about Mac Jones. So you go into the season, as you said, you know, first it was a tape looking at him in college. Then you saw preseason, so you wanted to see him play a little bit. And, you know, I was actually thinking about it on QB Confidential as I was putting together some stuff for this week, is going, hey, I think I want to take a look at what he did against the Cowboys and where he's at this stage, because he's done a lot of really good things. But what you see is he continues to process information very, very well. And so he gets the ball out of his hands. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And he's getting completions, and he's giving his team a chance to get first downs and to be in football games. And thus the reason why, when you said he's the top of the list in terms of rookie quarterbacks, that is why. There's nobody else that's processing information and getting the ball to the right guy or getting the ball out of his hands nearly as well as Mac Jones is. So they've been in just about every single football game. And, you know, we talked off the air. You said, you know, people are panicking because they have two wins. They could very easily have two more wins. They were right there in a position to win two more games. And now we're sitting here going, man, rookie quarterback, they're sitting here at 4-2, and everybody's excited about where they're at. You know, the fumble in the first game, last week against Dallas, against a good football team, they had opportunity. You know, I'm talking very easily could have four wins right now at least. So that's what I love about Mac Jones, is that he's a rookie, he's learning, he's not there yet, but he's given his team a chance to win nearly every time out, and he's making big plays in different ways. You know, because that's the funny thing is, when we hear big plays, the first thing we think is, oh my gosh, you got to throw it 40 yards down the field to get a big play. Or you got to make one of those special throws in between three defenders. To me, big plays are the right play. You know, when things are falling apart, you know where your check down is, you get it to your check down, and instead of an 8-yard loss, you get a 4-yard gain. That's a huge play in a game. You know, being able to make a key throw in a key moment. And Mac Jones is doing a lot of that stuff. Now, you know, you can look at the other side of it, and where I said the translatable side from the physical side of it, and I'm not seeing him making a lot of those big-time throws where I say to myself, okay, that's a transcendent throw. You know, a lot of what he's done early in the season has been process information, get it to the right guy, get completions, get first downs, and hope that that will be enough to get us wins. Because, you know, if I'm looking at it from a New England Patriots standpoint, I'm saying, yeah, we've been close a couple times, but we're not scoring that many points, right? We're right hovering right around that 20, 22-point range where, again, we can win some games because we keep it close. We've got good defense and all that, but we're going to lose some of these close games too because we're not able to put the points on the board. So that's kind of the next step for Mac Jones, is to be able to make some of those game-changing big plays that can help them win. And we saw a couple of those against Dallas. The touchdown pass, I mean, his anticipation and getting that thing out and laying it right where it needs to be, unbelievable. You know, the seven pump, the double move to Bourne, was a great play. Now, if the defense played it quite right, that could have been an ugly play as well. And so he made the throw, and it works out. And again, all quarterbacks, we've all done that, right? where, you know, we made the right play or right throw and we got it in there and it made a big play. But we look at the tape and we go, I got a little lucky on that one. But nonetheless, the point being is that coming off a pick six, you come back and you throw a dime and you don't lose your confidence and you attack down the field and you get a touchdown. And again, you put your team in a position to win. So those are all the things that you have to love about Mac Jones, his toughness. You know, he's got hit a lot and he doesn't flinch. You know, he doesn't worry about it. He comes back and he makes a play the next time. So there's some things that I really, really like about what I'm seeing from Mac Jones that let me know, hey, this guy is going to be a good quality starter in this league for a long time. The one question will he be a championship type quarterback? And if he is, what does that look like? You know, where does he make the game changing plays for his team? You know, is it the physical stuff? Maybe that comes along and maybe we see something there. Maybe it's not. Maybe he's got to be the guy that dissects teams and does everything right and is a perfect complementary player to Bill Belichick, and that's why they become a championship team. So that's the one piece, as with all young guys, right? They can even have a great first year, and you don't really know who they are until you see it for a couple years. That's the one piece that we're waiting to see with Mac Jones, but I think he's been extremely impressive, and I think, you know, New England has to be happy, and anybody that, you know, we're questioning whether he could be that kind of guy at this level. I think those questions have been answered. He can be a starter in this league and be very, very good. It's just a question of how good.
So, Kurt, I'm going to try to put together a couple things that you just mentioned there, because he has been hit a lot, and especially early in the season, through the first month of the season. I mean, he was on record pace in terms of the number of hits taken. He would have been at the top of the list in terms of quarterbacks that have played the last decade if he continued on that trajectory. Can a start like that make a quarterback kind of go back into his shell a little bit? Because it sounds like some of the plays that maybe he's leaving out there or some of the meat that maybe is being left on the bone at times is maybe what's potentially holding this team back in some respects. And so are those two things related, do you think?
I don't think they're related in this situation. They can be related. You know, my high school son that plays quarterback, you know, we struggle at times to block guys up front. And, you know, oftentimes I'll see him, you know, he's falling away from a throw and he's not getting set up. And, you know, and I got to talk to him all the time. And one of the phrases I always use and I had to use when I was playing was, you got to trust those five guys up front, even when they give you no reason to trust them. You got to believe they're going to do their job, even when they haven't done their job. You know, and it's the same with the receiver. I got to expect him to be where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there. And if he doesn't, and I throw an interception, I got to trust him the next time. Otherwise, it's going to lead to bad things. But it's not, you know, it's easy to say. It's a hard thing to do. It's hard to do when you're getting hit and you're getting hit and you're getting hit to not change the way you're thinking or not drop your eyes or not say, oh, I got to get off that real quick and not let it play out and throw my check down. It's a hard thing to do. You know, so, you know, it can be interrelated. I just don't see that with Mac Jones. Mac Jones, to me, continues to sit in there. And what I would say is, you know, sometimes getting to his check down really quickly, I've seen that since game one. I've seen that in the preseason. So it's not something that I say to myself, oh, he's changing the way he's playing because he's getting hit. That just is kind of the nature of how he plays. And the ironic part is it's very much like Tom Brady plays. If you're following QB Confidential, I did a breakdown of Brady on Monday. And the thing that I love about Tom Brady, and it's very much how I played, is that, you know, I always talk about, as a quarterback, make the game as simple as possible, as quickly as possible. So what does that mean? That simply means, hey, if I'm getting this coverage, I've got a guy attacking the Mike linebacker high, and I got a guy attacking him low. So my only goal is look at the Mike linebacker. Mike linebacker gets depth, throw it underneath. Mike linebacker squats, throw it over the top of him. If I can make the game that simple, that quickly, I can have success. And so a big part of my breakdown with Tom Brady was a bunch of checkdowns. But it was checkdowns that got him 6 yards, got him 7 yards, got him 8 yards, got him 9 yards. And ultimately the big plays will come, but do you have the patience to go, A, I know what I'm reading and how to read it, and B, I'm willing to throw 10 checkdowns a game to get me 4 or 5 yards because I know that it will keep me on schedule and be successful. Now the fine balance between the two is being ready to take the big shot when the big shot's there. Not just going, oh, I know where the checkdown is. Let me get a checkdown. I need to make those big plays when they're there. And that's what's made Tom Brady great forever, is he's willing to take the 5-yard play every single time but he's always ready to make the big play. And he can make the big play when it presents itself to him. And that, to me, is where Mac Jones has to go, is not getting through things too fast that you're passing and missing the big opportunity. Even though you're getting checkdowns and it's keeping you in games, you have to be able to do both. Make the right decision, but also make the big play when it's presented to you. And that's the one thing, you know, as you were talking about, Phil, is that, you know, early in the year, I've seen him miss some of those bigger opportunities as he's, you know, worked through things too quickly, or he's looking to get a completion as opposed to making the game-changing play. And that may be the difference between them being 2-4 and being 4-2, because that's how the game is played. Quarterback position, you got to make the layups. You got to do the right thing most of the time. But you got to give me some kind of game-changing play, especially when you're playing against good teams, or you're going to lose those games. And you can look around the league and say to yourself, teams that are winning in this league, they've got a quarterback that's making those game-changing plays. Can be a lot of different ways that guys make them. You know, some guys run around and make throws on the run. Lamar Jackson can do a lot of those things. Maybe he's making plays with his legs. Josh Allen, both of those things. You know, Aaron Rodgers, both of those things. And then guys like Tom Brady will make those game-changing plays on the move. You know, to finish the game against Philly last Thursday night, he's rolling out to his right and he throws a dime on the run. And again, it wasn't flashy. It was just the play that needed to be made, and it extended something and it made the big play that allowed them to kneel the football and finish out that game. And quarterbacks have to do that. And that, to me, is where, again, I don't expect it from Mac. You know, that's the first thing is we got to understand, I don't expect it from those young quarterbacks yet. I don't expect them to make all the right plays and make the big plays right now. That's just not how it works. The question is, okay, are you making enough right plays for us to win, or are you making enough big plays, even though you're making mistakes, for us to win? Because that ratio has to be somewhere in a winning formula. And right now, most of the young guys aren't playing in that winning formula. Mac's making a lot of right plays, not enough big plays. You look at Trevor Lawrence, he's making a lot of big plays, not enough right plays. And so it's that combination of both that really separates quarterbacks. And you're just kind of waiting to see if these guys can settle in and get that right ratio between the two.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, that balance you talk about is so fascinating. And it's fascinating even on another level for us this week, because we've got this great juxtaposition of Mac Jones versus Zach Wilson. So, Kurt, if you were a team builder right now, would you go with the guy who might be more willing to make that explosive play, even if it comes with more mistakes? Or would you maybe go with the guy and try to build around the guy who maybe understands the position a little bit better and makes more of those right decisions, as you call them?
Well, that's a tough question, because I believe you have to have both parts of the equation to be a championship quarterback. And so, you know, I mentioned myself earlier that Tom Brady is another great example, is that, you know, we weren't the most talented guys across the board physically, but both of us did have, you know, the high end ability to throw the football, to make those difference making throws. And so when you ask that question, it's hard, because I haven't seen Zach make enough of the right decisions to know if you can't make the right decisions, you'll never win in this league. So that's first and foremost. If you're not that guy and you're going to just try to, you know, live on making a special play, you'll never be successful in this league. So I don't want that guy. But we've seen Zach make the wow plays. We've seen him make the special big-time throws that say, okay, I know he's got that piece, but I don't know if he's got the other one. And Mac is exactly the opposite. So Mac has the make-the-right-play piece that I know will give me a chance to win a lot of games for a long time. I don't know if he's got the other piece. And so when you ask me who I would take, if I'm just going off of that, I'm taking Mac. Because I know if I have Mac, even if he can't carry me to a championship, if I can put a good team around him, we can win a championship with that kind of guy. And so I'll go with Mac, even though I think he's got to have that other piece if he's going to become a great quarterback in this league. And I know I've got that with Zach. I just, again, I don't care if you give me four special plays a game. We're going to lose if you can't make the layups for me, if you can't see the field and do that. And Zach hasn't shown me that yet, although, you know, he hasn't played a lot of football. I guess Matt, you know, hadn't played a lot of football either, but it was just their strengths coming out were different. But yeah, I'm gonna always take the guy that I can win with, you know, that makes the right plays if I can win with. And then I have to say to myself, okay, I might not be able to win because of him, but I can win with him. Now it's my job to surround them with a team that helps us to be successful, as opposed to just wallowing around with a guy that's ultra talented, but just never comes to the point where he makes the plays that give us a chance to win on a consistent basis.
I love that discussion, especially with all the new young quarterbacks coming into the league. Win because of, or just win with, you know, making the transcendent play versus making the right play. Yeah. Kurt, we could talk quarterbacking with you all day long. Thanks so much for spending so much time with us here on Next Pats. Again, to our listeners, you can obviously find Kurt on NFL Network every Sunday on NFL Game Day morning. That's at 9 o'clock. Kurt Warner, thanks so much for being with us on Next Pats, man. Learned a ton. Love hearing from you when it comes to all things football. Check them out on the YouTube QB Confidential page as well. Kurt, thanks so much.
You got it. Let's hook back up later in the season, and maybe we'll be talking and sharing a little different tune. But love talking ball. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Kurt. Would love to do that. All right. Not every week we can get a Pro Football Hall of Famer on Next Pats. I mean, we'll try. Don't get me wrong. We'll try. But we love that we were able to have Kurt Warner on the pod this week. Again, because he loves talking ball. He just wants to be talking about how the sport works. And it's so helpful to me, honestly, as somebody who's covering a football team, to just try to be a little bit more informed. I mean, we get a lot from whether it's a Bill Belichick press conference, if he's teaching us something on a given day and he's in that sort of mode, or it's some of the players that we've talked to over the years that have taught us so much about this sport and about this team and about how they do things. But when we can talk to people like Kurt Warner or Matt Castle or Ted Johnson every week on the breakdown, like those are the kinds of insights that you're not going to get anywhere else. And so I love that conversation. I love it going into this game, having spoken to a number of scouts, executives, touched base with a few coaches this week leading up to Jones versus Wilson, to have that conversation. What would you do? Who would you rather have, knowing what you know now? And what was interesting to me was, for the most part, the people that I spoke to that are in the league all say you still have to give Wilson time. Even though what you've seen has not been pretty, you do still see those flashes, as Kurt mentioned, those flashes of brilliance, the ability to throw on the run 60 yards down the field outside the pocket with a rusher in your face. There's just not that many humans on the planet who can execute those sorts of athletic feats. Mac Jones isn't one of those guys. Zach Wilson is. So can you teach Zach Wilson to be a quarterback? Can you teach him to play the position the way Mac Jones plays it, and then allow him to, in certain moments, tap into that rare physical skill set? Or would you rather just have the guy who understands the game? I can tell you the Patriots are very happy with their guy, okay, at all levels. They love what they've seen from Mac Jones. And to me, if you've been following along in the podcast, you know how I feel already. I think he's already one of their best players on the roster. That doesn't mean he can't improve. And I'm with Kurt Warner on a lot of this. You know, if he's able to in certain moments, and I don't necessarily put this on Josh McDaniels, because there are opportunities for Mac Jones to maybe try to take what's there from an explosive play standpoint more often than we think. It's not glaring. It's not game after game after game, because these are subtle nuance types of plays. Do you take the check down? Do you take the swing route and throw it along the line of scrimmage? Or do you take the curl for eight? Are you willing to throw with anticipation and put it into a tighter window and put it on the right shoulder? Because that could be the difference between picking up a first down on that series or not. And that could mean the difference between points or no points. I think those are the kinds of decisions that Kurt Warner's talking about. And again, if you check out, even if you just go back and watch the preseason stuff on Mac Jones, I think that would even be enlightening for folks, because even though the game is much different preseason to regular season, you can see the kinds of decisions that Kurt Warner's talking about. It's not that Mac Jones is passing up a 60-yard gain to throw it to the running back over the middle for three. That's not what it is. It's, did you see that dig early enough for 12 or 15? Or were you too quick to get to the tight end leaking out into the flat for four? And those can be game-changing plays. You might be making the right play over and over and over again, but can you occasionally make that transcendent play? And that's what makes great quarterbacks in this league. That might be the difference between Mac Jones's ceiling being somebody like Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins, or his ceiling being somebody like Drew Brees or Tom Brady. You know, I mean, that is obviously pie in the sky, and that is the high, high end. But there are examples, obviously, of not incredibly athletic, not incredibly strong-armed quarterbacks, although I think Brady's arm doesn't get enough credit. But there are examples of those guys. Kurt Warner put himself in that conversation when we just had that chat. Tons of examples of guys playing from the pocket without an unbelievable skill set and coming away with unbelievable results. Can Mac Jones be that guy? Or is he going to be more a middle of the pack passer? Which, again, getting back to some of our team building discussions, even if he's middle of the pack, still really valuable on a rookie contract, especially. But that's the difference between great and good. If you're good, is it good enough for your team to be among the cream of the NFL? We can have that conversation all day long. The fact that we were able to have it today with Kurt Warner makes this a really fun day for me. Hopefully it was a fun listen for you. Make sure you're checking back in with us next week on Next Pats. I'm sure we'll talk Mac Jones. I think we should do a little bit of an overview too. We're getting close to that midpoint of the season. We should be looking big picture at some of these younger players. You can read what I have to say on a few of them in a recent piece that just went up on NBCSportsBoston.com about five guys that really need to step up ASAP for the Patriots to improve. A couple of young players in there that haven't quite progressed the way we've expected them to. And there's still time, but they're going to need a jolt at certain spots. And there are a couple of young guys that I think have the potential to give them that jolt. So make sure you go check out that piece on NBCSportsBoston.com. And we'll be right back here on Next Pats, talking to you next week. Thanks for listening. Please rate, comment, subscribe. And we'll chat with you very soon.